Hey, baby. Oh, it's good to hear your voice. Are you having a good night? I bet it hasn't been as fun as mine. That's right. He came over. Don't act so surprised. You know who I mean. The guy I told you about. The one I've been messaging all week. He was free, and I was free, and you were away, so it just made sense. It's okay, baby. You know I still love you. We talked about this, right? It doesn't mean anything. It's just sex. You're the only one I love. But when you're so far away, you said it was okay for me to get my needs met, right? Well, I had a feeling this guy could meet them. It's purely physical. You know that, don't you, baby? So, do you want to hear what we got up to? You do. I thought you would. All right, then. I did promise to be totally honest with you. But you're not going to judge me, are you, baby? That's good. I want you to lay back, relax, and listen while I tell you what just happened. I've barely even had a chance to get my breath back. He came over right after work. His profile said he was tall, but I didn't realize how big he would be. When I opened the door, it was like he blotted out the sun. Seriously, baby. I've never met anybody built quite like this guy. I swear he had to come through the door sideways. It's all muscle, too. I could see it through his shirt. It was bulging around his arms and his chest. I swear, if he flexed, he would have ripped that shirt right in half. What was I wearing? Well, it was a warm night. I was expecting a little more time to get ready. I was in my pajama shorts and a tank top to cover my chest. You know which tank top I'm talking about, don't you, baby? But I felt pretty underdressed next to him. The way he looked at me, though, I might as well have been wearing absolutely nothing. Like I said, baby, it's a physical thing. Two people getting their needs met. We didn't waste a lot of time. We went straight to the bedroom. I barely had time to close the door, and he was taking his pants off. I could see his bulge poking through. It was big, baby. Just like the rest of him. Bigger than anything I'd seen before. Aw, it's okay, baby. But you wanted the truth, right? You know you're not the biggest guy in the world. I'm just being honest. It's not a judgment. It's a fact. Remember, I still love you. Anyway, he takes off his pants and he sets down this bag he has with him. I assumed it was just something he brought from work, but I was wrong. He reaches in and he pulls out a paddle and he asks me if I've been a good girl. That's right, baby. A paddle. My brain went into total meltdown. We talked a little bit about my kinky fantasies, but it's like he was in my mind. I looked at the veins on his hand as he gripped that thing, and I thought about how strong those arms must be. I thought about If he held me down, I don't think I'd be able to wriggle out from under him. He must have seen it in my eyes. He pointed to the bed. I went over without a word. Our bed, baby. I bent over. I dropped my shorts. And I bared my ass for this total stranger. He didn't even have to ask me. I've never felt like such a dirty girl. How does that make you feel, baby? Do you like knowing that another man has seen your wife's ass today? You do? You like knowing how slutty I get when I'm horny? Well, you haven't heard the half of it yet, baby. I felt him reach out and grab my ass. His hand felt rough and he squeezed me tight, like he was buying meat at a market or something. All of a sudden there's a thwack and his paddle comes crashing down on my ass. I'm about to stand up and I yelped in surprise and his hand came down on the back of my neck.
Stay there, he says.
And I do. The paddle comes down again. I kicked my legs and I wiggled. I was right. There's no way I can break free of this grasp. The paddle came down again and again. And I felt my face flushing red as this stranger was pinning me down and punishing me in our bed. And there wasn't a thing I could do about it. After a while, I heard him throw the paddle off to one side, and his rough hand was back on my ass. I was still pinned face down to the bed, and all I could do was moan, and I felt his fingers starting to explore me. I was so wet, baby. So wet from getting spanked, from being paddled, from being exposed and punished. You should have seen me. Fuck. I wish you could have seen me. Then I felt the pressure lifting from my neck. And I lay still. And I heard him go back over to the bag. I heard things jingling around in there. And my mind was going crazy, wondering what he was going to do next. I felt something cold and wet push against my asshole. It was a butt plug, baby. A metal one. He asked me if you ever used my ass before. And I told him that you hadn't. I heard him laugh, this deep, slow laugh. Then he asked me if he could claim my asshole for himself. And I said yes. And just like that, he did, baby. He pushed that plug right inside me. And my ass was his. Oh, it felt so good, baby. I had no idea. Oh, my head was spinning. I had no idea what was happening. Then he grabbed my hair and he lifted my head up. And I felt something soft around my neck. Oh, he told me it was a collar. His collar, baby. He said he only fucks good girls who wear his collar. He wants them to know who's in control and who owns them. He wants them to know they're his bitches. Then he pulled my hair again and he asked me if I wanted to wear it. If I wanted to be his little collared bitch girl. What do you think I said, baby? What do you think your loving wife said? That's right, baby. I said it so fucking quickly, too. Then he made me ask again and again. He made me beg for it while he stood behind me, pulling my hair. His plug was in my ass, and I felt his breath on my neck. It was so fucking hot. So I begged him, please, sir, collar me. Collar me right now. Make me one of your bitches. Fuck me like I deserve. That's what he made me say, baby. I was such a fucking mess already. And he didn't even have his cock inside me yet. Can you remember me ever being so turned on? So he did it. I felt the leather tighten around my neck. And that was it. I was his. And then I felt some tugging. And I realized he had a leash attached to the end of the collar, and he was going to keep hold of the leash and keep me totally under his control. And then I felt him push that cock against me. Oh my God. I thought his bulge looked big, but it was huge. And then the plug in my ass made his cock feel even bigger. Oh, I was so wet. And he filled me up, baby. There was not an inch of that cock I didn't take. Oh, I couldn't think of anything else. All I was good for was taking that cock and being his bitch, just like he told me. He yanked on my leash and he kept my head up just the way he wanted it. I was such a good girl for him, baby. Oh, I did every little thing he wanted, I swear. If he'd stopped thrusting, I still would have been fucking him deep and hard, but he didn't stop. He kept going, pounding me harder, deeper, gripping my leash with one hand and my hips with the other, putting me just where he wanted me. I've never felt so used. And then he slapped my raw ass. And I moaned so fucking loud for him. Oh, I lost control, baby. I gave it all to him. Oh. Yes, it felt good. It felt so fucking good, baby. His cock was perfect. His hands were perfect. Every fucking thrust of his hips was perfect. And he made sure to keep going until we came together. One big, hot, sticky fucking mess all over our bed. the same bed I'm lying in right now. And you know what? He didn't let go. He gripped me even tighter and he just held me there. His cock was still hard inside me. I swear, I came again just from him holding me there. Oh, you like hearing all of this, baby. You like knowing how much of a slut your wife was today. I'm glad you do, baby. I'm glad you like knowing just how dirty I can be. But I still haven't told you the best part, baby. Are you ready? Are you sure? Okay, then. He's still here. That's right, baby. He's still right here, right next to me, in our bed. In fact, I'm still wearing his collar and his plug. That's right, baby. His hands are all over me and his lips. Oh, and I think there's another part of him that's ready for some more fun. Do you want me to call you back, baby, or do you want to stay right there and listen while your wife gets fucked again? I thought as much. Oh, let me tell you what we're going to do now. He's kneeling over my face, baby. And I'm gonna have to stop talking because I'm about to take this cock into my mouth. And I don't know how much of it's gonna fit, so you're just gonna have to listen. You hear that, baby? Yeah, I'm starting to fuck my throat. You know what? He just told me that he wants me to get off the phone. Yes, because he doesn't want his bitch being distracted by anything else as his cock starts driving into me. Yes, baby, so I'm gonna need to call you back. Oh God. Yes, baby, yes, you know I love you, baby. But I've got another man's collar on now, and his plug is in my ass. And his monster cock is fucking my pussy. So, I might be your wife, but I'm his bitch now. I'm gonna have to call you back. Oh, I love you, baby. Oh.